Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is how nothing can separate us from God's love. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Nothing Can Separate Us from God's Love by Ann Peterson, read by Kelly Jane McLean. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. Of all the lies the enemy of our souls tells me, one of the biggest is this: God isn't with you. You're in this all by yourself. Satan is really good at being bad. He knows our weaknesses, and he knows when to hit us. Just as he led Jesus into the wilderness. Do you remember when he did that? Right after Jesus was baptized by his cousin John. Right after God publicly declared that Jesus was God's son in whom he was well pleased. Matthew 3:16-17. And what does the enemy tempt us with? It depends on what our need is at that moment. In Jesus' case, Jesus was tempted with turning stones into bread because he was hungry. Neither death nor life. As I have stood near graves of my loved ones, the enemy tries to tell me God is far away and he has left me alone. But God tells us that death nor life are not a reason for God's love to diminish. What comforting words. It is times like those that we need to hold on to truth with both hands, ignoring what our feelings are telling us. Neither the present nor the future. As I've gone through losses, my mind tries to make sense of what I am experiencing. Then it will shift to what my future will look like without this loved one. I cannot fathom how this could ever be a good thing. And in that very moment, I am unable to believe that God could work that circumstance for my good. Any time I try to understand an infinite God with my finite understanding, I come up empty. Nor anything else in all creation. While in times of weakness, Satan seems powerful, but God's word tells us neither angels nor demons nor anything else in all creation can separate us from God's love. God continually reminds me his ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than mine. I remember the day it hit me that God and I must not think alike. I think I heard God chuckle that day. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, we are in Christ, and those who are in Christ are in God. The Bible tells us when we accept Christ, we are given eternal life, and no one can pluck us out of the Father's hand. John 10:28. Now that's what I call secure. Intersecting faith and life. Maybe there have been times in your life when you felt a big gulf between you and God. I would venture to guess that the enemy has tried telling you the same lie. In those times when it feels like God has stepped back, we need to rely on God's word. And when we can't understand what God is doing, we need to trust God's character. for God doesn't lie. Numbers 23:19. I always get in trouble when I rely on my feelings. Feelings are fickle. One moment you feel one way, but those feelings can change so quickly. Our feelings can't be trusted. And yet, when we decide to trust what God has told us in His Word, we have something solid to hold on to. And in those times when we feel a little shaky, we can always reach out to Him. He's always there, loving us as only God can. His hand. I do not understand my life. It's difficult for me. Some questions have no answers, at least that I can see. And yet, with every year I've grown, there is a truth that God makes known. I do not have to understand, but simply hold my Father's hand. Let's pray. Father, God, thank you so much for your word, that we can open the pages and read your love letter whenever we have doubts about what is happening in our lives. We can get grounded in the truth instead of believing what is happening around us. God, thank you for loving us so much and for your promise that nothing can separate us from you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. For further reading, read my article on Crosswalk, When God Says No. Also, read Isaiah 55:8-9. Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
These EPs find their way into the hands of Chris Tomlin. And so we got this email out of the blue that he was inviting us to go on this major arena tour of the United States. And at that time we were like, well, we're not even really a band. Do we tell him we're not a band?
Chris Llewellyn from Wren Collective shares some of his life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. Find The Walk on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.